1. The Batman is a 2022 English movie directed by Matt Reeves that talks about a brutal Batman who solves riddles to save Gotham. 2. The mayor of Gotham City is killed by Riddler, Paul Dano. The Riddler leaves a riddle for Batman/Bruce, Robert Pattinson, to solve, which leads to the uncovering of many dirty secrets of Gotham's elite. The murder leads to footage that shows the mayor with a girl, Annika, in the Iceberg Lounge, run by the mobster Falcone, John Turturro, and his deputy penguin, Colin Farrell. Batman goes to the lounge to investigate further and finds out from Annika's friend Selina/Catwoman, Zoe Kravitz, that she is missing. Now the Riddler kills the district attorney Coulson for not revealing the informant of a drug operation. The Batman and Inspector Gordon, Jeffrey Wright, question Penguin to know about the informant but fail to find anything. Meanwhile, Selina discovers the body of Annika and decides to kill Falcone for it. Batman also finds out that Riddler has grudge against the Wayne family and is set out to kill Bruce. Selina is unable to kill Falcone and he gets arrested by the cops. But the Riddler shoots him down. The Riddler is caught by the cops and he is revealed to be Nashton, an accountant. Riddler, before getting caught, had planted bombs around the city and had formed a cult group that was out to kill the new mayor-elect Bella. Batman is not able to defuse the bombs, but he saves the city and Bella with the help of Catwoman and Gordon. Catwoman leaves Gotham City forever and Batman continues his help in the recovery of the city, while Riddler befriends Joker in jail. 3. The movie is a bit dark, not only in its tonality but also in its cinematography. And this makes the movie somewhat a combination of an action and art movie. Though the movie was long, it did not feel boring for a single minute. 4. The acting by the whole cast and the dialogues were just amazing. The Batmobile scene of chasing the Penguin was one of the best scenes out of the many. The director's sheer hard work is visible in the movie, which makes it one of the best superhero movies ever. 5. Crime prevails in every city and therefore every city needs a superhero like Batman who can be the savior of the night. The cops lack the best of technologies and have a corrupt mind and are therefore not able to prevent the crimes that can be prevented. 6. This Batman was brutal and was feared not only by the criminals but also by the citizens alike. His inability to control his anger was one of the reasons for that, but that eventually cooled down by the end of the movie. Lend your hand to see the change. 7. No non-fictional hero can fight the crime or the villain on its own. He or she needs support to do so. Whether it is Batman or Iron Man, both these tech heroes had the help of another non-fictional superhero. Teamwork is a win-win work. 8. The villains of Batman are just super intelligent. Whether it's Riddler or Joker, they fight Batman not only physically but emotionally too, and that is their main weapon. The next part with Joker is going to be dope if Robert and Matt team up again. 9. A critically very much acclaimed movie and a box office hit. 10. A many time watch and I say it's very good.